If you're wondering what Steve Perry is doing, it might be George Harrison's widow.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Steve Perry is doing a new album, and he was spotted at Love, the Cirque du Soleil show with Olivia Harrison. And I guess they've been spotted around a couple of places. They might be dating, they might not. But on Steve Perry's new album, he's doing a George Harrison song from Help. He's doing I Need You, and he needed permission. And here's the story of how he got it.
I went to her office, and I played her a song, and I was so nervous. Because when you're in the George Harrison environment, you just feel him there. And it's Olivia, you know, so... And she listens to it, and then she quickly grabbed the remote and restarted. And I went, God, I hope she loves it, you know. And she restarted and got halfway through the second listen and said, George would have loved this version. I got the blessing.
Ah, that's nice. The biggest song by Motley Crue and their only number one album is Dr. Feelgood. And this may come as a shock, but it was about drugs. Specifically, a Hollywood drug dealer. And they thought it was a rap song, but it wasn't a rap song. I don't know. They get confused. However, Vince Neil turns 58 today. And here is Vince Neil and Tommy Lee discussing that very same song.
The song is about a guy named Rat Tail Jimmy. He's second class hood. He's out in Hollywood. About a drug dealer that's going down in Hollywood. It's kind of like a rap song. Fast lyrics, you know.
Like a lot of scat in there.
But with the heavy chunk guitar. Bong, chunk, 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 chunk. It ain't a rap song. It's just, you know, the words are fast.
Yeah. Bada chunk, 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 chunk. I love when musicians do that. Hey, what was it? Rat Face Jimmy? Yeah, drugs. We knew it.
Rock Gossip. 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.